Meir of the Bloch points out that in Rashi's in the Parsha, so the Psukim say that the Yaakov Avinu gave brachos to each one of the Shvatim according to their keiches and special milas that they had. Then it says that there was a bracha which he gave Hashem Barachah, so much he gave a bracha to them altogether. So Rashi says that he gave the koyach of Kavura of the Ari, not just to Yehuda, but to all the Shvatim also, etc. The fleet footedness of Naphtali of the Tzvi wasn't Afka just to Naphtali, but to all the Shvatim. So the Kasha obviously said to that point in time, so what way is Naphtali unique? In the Ayala Shlucha, that he's like an Ayala Shlucha, when now you're telling me that he gave it to all of the Shvatim, so what's the uniqueness which remains of that of Naphtali? So he gives two explanations. Both of them are very significant. The first is that definitely the only person, the only Shevet which had that Maila of Ayala Shlucha was Naphtali. That Yehuda is the Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Each one had that. So what does it mean he gave a bracha to all of Klai Yisrael? All of Klai Yisrael now has that koyach. Because Klai Yisrael was trained and directed to take those koyaches that each individual shevet, each individual person has, and use it for the klal. So when all of Klai Yisrael is, when Yehuda understands that his koyach of Gur Aryeh Yehuda is to be used for Klai Yisrael, so Klai Yisrael is now blessed with the mile of Gur Aryeh Yehuda, which they didn't have, but being like an Aryeh. Not that they are like an Aryeh themselves, but they have the mile of Aryeh because Yehuda is sharing that with Klai Yisrael. Naphtali, instead of using it for Naphtali's benefit, he's going to use it for all of Klai Yisrael's benefit. So all of the keiches, each person remains with his own personal keiches and own personal miles. And each person is unique in that sense. But each person takes that which he has uniquely and offers it up as in the service of Klai Yisrael. Says, and therefore all of Klai Yisrael is gebenched with that koyach, with that maila, because it no longer belongs to the individual person, it belongs to all of Klai Yisrael. That's his first pshat, which is a fascinating thing for us to think about, important point for us to think about, how each one of us is blessed with many milas, many koyaches, and we're, rightfully so, we're trained to think about our personal growth and our personal challenges and our personal effort. But there's a time the person has to recognize that we're not given that to use just for ourselves. We're given these karachas and these milas and the unique characteristics that we have as some way to contribute to Klai Yisrael, to recognize that we have something special to contribute to Klai Yisrael, and that is our prerogative and that is our responsibility. He continues, he says, a second shot is that the end of the day, Naphtali is going to have the intrinsic midah of Ayala Shlucha. But Naphtali will train Klai Yisrael in that. The rest of Klai Yisrael will learn from Naphtali. And so now that Naphtali is sharing it with Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael will also have it, not just because Naphtali will give of his own to Klai Yisrael, but Klai Yisrael will also develop that meter. There are two types of meters, those which are innate in the person, and those which come from his innate and his early growth. And then there's the things which a person, as he gets older, recognizes he needs to develop also. So I might be inclined to being maybe a more quieter person, introspective, and that's what give all the Gemaras to be quiet and introspective. And I develop this, and I use that as it takes me very far in my own Avodas Hashem. Some point in my life, I realize I need that's important, that I should be able to reach out to other people. And I need to add on that to my repertoire. It's not enough that I'm quiet and introspective. I need to use the koyach of reaching out and helping other people and connecting other people also. So I turn to the person who has that as part of his nature, and or his nurture, but his early nurture, and this is something that's intrinsic to him. And I ask him, train me, help me, direct me, guide me, let me learn from you. I will never maybe do it as well as you can, because for you it comes more naturally than it does for me. But that being said, I still have the courage to do it, and to do it in a very special and very powerful way, and I should do that also. So it ends up the Klai Yisrael is blessed because Klai Yisrael recognizes that we need to share, so we share our courage for others. Everybody gains in my abilities, A, because I do it for them, and B, because I help them do it themselves. Have a good job.